All right, everyone, it has been a minute, but we are back. It is Inside City Limits. We are fully strength today. We have myself, Mike, and Trevor. I wish that we were back with a better performance to review. We are going to recap the Saturday matchup against Houston on the road. It looked like it was a hot one there. Just off a midweek loss, so we were really hoping to see a bounce back performance, and I think it's pretty safe to say, gentlemen, that we did not.
Nope. Tough loss, let in tons of goals against Orlando, and a different way to lose Saturday night. You only let one goal in, but still a loss, and no points in the last two games is very disappointing.
I don't know. I kind of want to hold my tongue. Got a lot to say, a lot of thoughts about how City's been playing. But I also don't want to just turn into a lack of a better word, a bitch fest. You know what I mean? I am unfortunately the guy on the pod who tries to keep things positive.
Yeah, I agree with
and
that.
It's tough right now.
It's my fault for
It's tough to do so.
It's so it like you said, you don't have to turn into a bitch fest, but it would have just been the same stuff we've been saying for the past, I don't know, how many games have we played so far? 17, 18, 19. Just it's the same stuff over and over, and it doesn't need repeated. So let's keep moving on. So
Yeah, if you want to hear our thoughts, just go listen to almost any
any
other
other
episode.
loss.
Every episode except the first couple.
I mean, we have 11 losses,
But
Cole. Let's pick one out of a hat.
that's why it's so frustrating because like we're consistent. We bitch about the same stuff every time, and it's like you we were talking earlier, and this is one of the things I think Mike wants to hold his tongue about, but I think it is a good point. We Trevor before we started was talking about, oh well, we keep getting a lot more injuries, and once we're fully healthy, we'll be better. And it's like, well, I don't think we're ever gonna get fully healthy. And I don't know if this is too negative to say, but I don't even know if fully healthy that we would be a playoff team or a contender. I think we could barely maybe sneak in, but those days are long gone, boys. This
Fully
season is
healthy.
about as a wash.
Fully healthy, I definitely think we're a playoff team. I think people kind of overrate. But that's something that every fan base that's going through a period like this is going to say. Fully healthy, though, I mean, I think we're like seventh, sixth or seventh in the West. This isn't a contending team by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, like mid table. I don't have much more to add. And I've been saying it myself for a couple of years, a couple of seasons now. Oh, if we get healthy, we get healthy. I'm also tired of saying that. Our episodes are consistent, and they're a consistent bitch fest because City is consistently letting us down and losing.
The way I look at the fully healthy thing before we move on is, what would you guys say is our biggest issue this year?
Well, it's changed. Okay, so first, half more
It can't
so.
score goals. We
Yeah,
have
it
the
can't
second least
score.
goal scorer in the league. What's been our most healthy part of our team? The
Goal
strikers. We've
scorer,
had the same
yeah.
strikers every week.
But I think we lose a lot of the battles in the midfield, and it was another one. I think the last five or six games, you can see the absences in the midfield starting to affect us, which would lead to chances.
Mike is cooking, though,
I mean,
because we
what
had,
have we
I
done
can't
with those
remember.
chances? I mean, you guys can't sit here and complain about Becher and complain about Toysher and then go, oh, well, we're not getting enough chances. It doesn't matter. You can't pick chances away we get. Well, you just want to miss more?
I do think that the midfield not being connected is a problem that's leading to those low numbers, but like Mike said, I mean, we haven't had any devastating injuries to any attackers that I can think of. So I mean, it's
No.
your guys are there. Like Klaus has turned it on recently, which is great, but I mean, Leuven can't see the field. Hartel isn't looking like he did when he first joined. Same with Toyshirt.
See,
Like, I mean, your guys are there.
I think Hartel's done well. I think it is all up to finishing because Hartel every week is are one
Oh,
of our
yeah. I mean,
highest rated players. He
he's
just
very
like
good, but
he
he's just not
yeah.
clinical.
There's just not finishers in front of him. We're missing Alm, who's an attacker, but it's not like Alm's a finisher. You know what I'm saying?
I
So,
can't even count him as a player on the team anymore.
yeah.
I don't even remember him, basically.
It is crazy early on in the year when we were talking about Nilsson never seeing the field, and Jack was giving us all that shit about him not seeing it. He has not touched grass since.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think that injuries do play a factor, but even when you're fully healthy, or even when, you know, you do have a Hartel in, or, you know, your front three or four, they're creating chances. And that's another thing that I think is so, like, if we were a fan of like Montreal or a team that just sucked and didn't really look like they had any danger in their attack, but we get looks, and then it's like, oh, just one more play, one more, you know, finish, and then we're on the board, and then it just never comes to be. And that's why I get so frustrated, because I think there is some quality in those attackers, but they just don't have that last little piece.
Some stats throw out real quick. This season, Klaus, 47 shots, 6 goals. Toyshirt, 20 shots, 3 goals. Betcher, 28 shots, 2 goals.
Basically, keep that same energy for, yeah, and keep that same energy for Betcher.
It's not like our midfield has been, you know, unwatchable. I mean, Wallum has excelled when he played in the midfield. Hartel's one of our best players every week. Celio has really shown once he got to play, and, you know, we're getting chances. We're not scoring chances. How much does Leuven and Durkin and Kessler add to that part?
I think Leuven adds quite a bit.
I think Leuven adds a little bit. I think Durkin also helps with when they go up and, you know, are maybe pressing high or are going to try to find something in the final third and then it gets taken away. Like, he's good defending against that counterattack, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, we're saying the same shit we always do, but it's just tough when you see one shot on goal, and I know we don't love XG all the time, but a 0.3, not a great performance to watch.
Yeah, the game should have definitely been more than just 1-0 based on the XG. I would like to see a Durkin Leuven midfield with JGR still at a center back like last game. I think that'd be a good little trio there in the middle. But it's all hypothetical because, you know, injuries.
He did. I do want to talk about that JGR Wenzel pairing of the center backs and the back line and everything. But the last thing I'll kind of say, just in general, is imagine how bad this team would be if we didn't have Berkey between the pipes. I mean, he has made some incredible saves that I think might not get the shine that they deserve because they're not necessarily in wins. But he has kept us in a lot of games and kept some score lines from getting a lot worse than they look. I think he had 5 saves last night.
Yeah, high rating too. I think he was one of our highest rated players at like 7-1. Per foot mob.
Any other takes you want to get off your chest before we actually talk about the lineup and the game itself? I think this was just kind of a good, you know, first 10 minutes or so. We're going to vent, let our frustrations be heard, and then we can talk about it in a little detail.
Berkey was at a 7-5, JGR 7-3. I mean, I could vent all day. I could vent all year. I have been, so I'm not really going to say anything.
What are you talking about?
I vented a little bit.
You guys immediately switched right back to Leuven and Durkin would change this team.
Not change this team completely. I just said it.
I think it would help.
Couldn't get worse. I liked the. I'm just actually going to say a positive. I liked the back line. I think it did fine. I think Berkey did all right. Their goal, like, you could tell is coming, but
the ball back line did fine.
I think they did fine. Better than it was against Orlando. So.
Take me more than one hand to count the amount of times they look like chickens with their heads cut off.
I will say that I did like JGR, and I think he even said post game that he's more comfortable in that center back role. And he's a player that if pretty much is like this the rest of the season, I think is pretty much a wash. Like we said, let him play. Get some minutes. I let some of the young guys up. I don't know. At this point, kind of like and I've said this a million times, like when the Blues were shitty a couple of years ago, bring up all the prospects and just let them get some minutes at this point.
I love Totlin. Love watching him play. Key player for us. I think Reed JGR and Zielinski should start a majority of the games from here on out, rest of season.
I don't disagree with that take.
I don't know. Reed, at least against Orlando, I think put out a stinker. Last game, I didn't think he was too bad, but I just.
So does that matter? You just said the season's lost.
Yeah, you're right.
The young guys get the stinkers out of the way while we're supposed to lose the games.
You got a point.
Joyner.
Yeah,
put Joyner back here.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody, I'll take Miggy Perez. I mean, any young player that we have in the pipeline that you want to get a look at him and see how he fends against other competition, throw him out there. Why not? I do feel bad for Critchley, though, because he was told, okay, we're going to give you till the end of the year, and now, like, I don't know. It's you know, we got half a season left of possible bad performances.
And not a lot of people calling to give him the job anymore, are they? We got a little high on that San Jose.
I don't think it's his fault, dude. I don't know what the change should be, but I mean, even him, at least against Orlando, I feel like there's a couple times they showed him on the broadcast, and he looked pissed. Like, I think that he's trying to implement the tactics and the style of play that the club wants, but the players either just can't or don't seem to want to do it at a high level. And this feels like the AFTV mic, where it's like, we got to remember, it's been raining, but I mean, they just played in the midweek. I think it was like, what, 90-95 in Houston? So, I mean, I understand it's hard to press high and be full of energy for 90 minutes in that heat, but that was a tough watch, boys.
Yeah, that was one of the harder watches this year, and that's including the Olaf games.
I was going to say, that's saying a lot compared to some of the games before.
JGR, I think he was great. I was glad to see Wallum back in the lineup, even before we started recording. We were kind of wondering, when was that red card, Mike? Ever since that red card, I feel like, you said, he hasn't been seeing a whole lot of the pitch.
Was it San Jose or Colorado? It was San Jose.
It was San Jose in the 96th minute. Yeah, he just punched the ball.
He had like two yellows after the 90th minute.
Almost. Which, speaking of throwing the ball away in yellows, I mean, we had two players in the book within 20 minutes of this game. So I don't know if that's just, you know, the game was a little chippy. I didn't know that Houston
that's kind of
bring
that's
that.
Zielinski.
That's kind of how our style play works, though, right?
Yeah, that's how it was, like, under Carnell. I remember there being
Carnell were one of the most foul-heavy teams.
Yeah, and Zielinski had one in a yellow card in the second minute. And then Reed had one in the 21st, and yeah. And then in the 43rd, can you guys fill me in what happened here? Ben Lunt, not on the pitch, yellow card.
That's what played a ball over the top and it went out of bounds, and then he was sitting on the bench and the Houston player was coming to take the throw and he just threw it away in the opposite direction.
I did not
direction.
See that. That's funny.
At first people thought it was Zonde Silva because he was like standing up. I didn't know if he was like talking shit or what, but I saw a lot of people saying it was Silva, and I was like, God, dude, it's not really helping his chances to get out there and get some minutes if you're getting a yellow on the bench. But as soon as it was Lunt, it was like, well, I liked him, but hopefully we don't have to see him in there anyway. So we'll take that.
It would be our favorite way of getting a yellow. It's like the fifth time someone's done that this year for St. Louis.
And I don't know. I'm pretty sure I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he threw that ball away, and then the Houston player just walked like slightly next to the bench, and there was a ball there waiting. Like, it didn't even take up that much time, but it was just a little shithousery. That was fun. It might be the highlight of our match was all the yellow cards. That one on Reed, I mean, he literally he had the dude in a headlock, like a WWE move, and then was surprised when the ref gave him a yellow.
I didn't see anything wrong with that play.
Is that a bit, or are you serious?
I didn't see anything wrong with that play.
It's a bit, Cole. He's trying to bait you.
So, Mike, you're saying, you know, you just weren't watching, or you just chose not to
I wish I didn't watch. I should have done a lot of productive things.
Could have caught up on Duolingo.
On what?
Learned a new language?
Duolingo.
On what now?
Duolingo.
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 Duolingo. Duolingo.
Because you're learning two languages, Duolingo.
Yeah.
It's duo, isn't it?
Duol is second.
That is.
Duolingo?
Lingo, lingo, like the game show back in the day.
But there's only one L.
There's one
L. He's got you on the ropes now.
Yeah, in the app, there's only one L. So why are you saying two L's?
I'm not saying two L's. Duolingo.
Duolingo.
No, you just changed how you pronounce it.
I just pronounced it the same way.
This is how bad the
Duolingo the whole time.
Yeah, Duolingo.
Duolingo. No, see.
D-O-L.
You know what? Let's go back to the game. He was trying to.
I was just going
to
say, this is how bad that game was. Is that we're arguing over how to pronounce Duolingo? Oh, my gosh. Any other positives that we want to take?
Nope.
Not a whole lot that I could think of. Berkey did play well. That goal, that Ponce goal, I mean, it basically went off his shin or his knee. I don't think that he was really, you know, a clinical finisher there. I think it like Mike said before we started, you just knew it was coming. I mean, you could feel that they were gaining momentum and that we didn't really have much to offer. So it wasn't, you know, a matter of if, it was when. And then once they did that, I mean, they just completely shut down and we were gassed and just more of the same, boys. A lot more to go, I think, sadly.
It makes it tough. It really, it takes a toll when you have to sit through and watch a game like that and then multiple times a season, and then there's little hope to making the playoffs, and you're just kind of in this rut, and then you got to record an episode. It's just like, oh, God, it's not even scoring goals. It's just tough. Still fun to watch. Still going to watch every time. But gosh dang it, can we just have a little bit, just a tiny bit of entertainment?
It's also tough, like, to try to get casuals or people who don't care about soccer really, but they want to support the local club to, like, pay attention and sit through that game. Sit through this whole season, honestly.
Yeah, it's like, oh no, you should watch, you should really go to City Park. I mean, it's so fun. People get soccer gets a bad rap and like, well, I just don't want to be bored. It looks boring. I'm like, it's not going to be boring, dude. Come on, just go to a game. And then they lose 1-0 or it's a 0-0 draw. It's just like, ah, shit.
It's like Lexi and I went to that Vancouver game. And I mean, she likes, I would say she likes it, but she'll go to games if I go. And we had good seats and I was all excited. I was like, you know, this is going to start that, like, now she's going to start watching with me and she's going to get really into it. And then it was 0-0 and there was like not a threat of offense the whole game. And I was like, ah, oh, man, this is tough.
I just want to know what changes week from week. All game for game almost.
Yeah.
The Orlando game was exciting. You guys can't even say, you can't be haters about that one.
It was entertaining. Just, the end result, once again, was disappointing, but especially when they clawed all the way back. Like, first off, don't dig yourself that big of a hole, but you claw all the way back, and then you just let it right back go.
And the Galaxy game before also, that was exciting.
But Orlando, they could have scored at least, like, 5 or 6. Like
it could have been 5-0 at half.
I think we got lucky clawing back the way we did, and I think that's just, like, the perfect encapsulation of this team. Is you're down, what was it, 3-0 by like the 25th minute or something like that, and
yep,
then
we were all talking about, like, turning the game off.
Yep, yeah, this game's over, why am I sitting through this? And then you get 2 before the break and you're like, man, you know, this could swing around, we could at least steal a point, and then just nothing. More disappointment, another late goal. I mean, it's like we've said, it's more of the same. But like you, yeah, Mike, I don't know. I don't know what changes. I don't want to use too many excuses, but I'm chalking this up to the heat and the packed schedule. That's going to be my excuse.
Oh, and don't forget Leuven. He's good for 4 goals a game, you guys said.
That's not what we said. Oh, and just said it might help a little.
Add another one for if Durkin comes back.
Hey, but when we sign this new striker from a random league we've never heard of, he's all of a sudden going to figure it out and score like 20 goals a year.
You never heard of the Polish league?
Well, I did have that in the notes. We were looking at the Polish league, but for a left back, you know, because defense has really been the bane of our problem this season. Let's go spend $4 or $5 million on a left back.
Wait, I haven't seen the striker rumor. Was that an actual rumor, or were you just...
No, I was just being stupid. Yeah, I was just giving you guff. We're not spending any money, Mike.
You chose to hit me at my lowest point.
Hey, but we might sign a 19-year-old left back from the Polish league.
Trevor, how many goals per game is he good for?
At least three.
About 5 or 6.
So we should be winning 8-0 here soon.
Yeah.
For about 2 games before they get hurt again.
If we're fully healthy and we get all our new signings, I think we're really going to come on a tear.
Please, no more Bundesliga 2 players. Please.
Well, we're going to Poland now, which is
definitely a lot better than Bundesliga 2, right? Right, guys?
I can't imagine the Polish thing.
Right, guys? Right, please?
It's basically La Liga over there.
Did you guys see... I'm trying to think of what else we're missing from this game. The Morales injury, obviously. We had an early sub for Watts, and then I think it looked like he came down on like his shoulder or maybe his collarbone because he was in a sling on the bench.
Yeah, so add that to the list. Off in the 15th, Watts came on. Watts could have done worse when he came on.
You were talking about his neck on the broadcast. And it didn't look like he was holding his like collarbone area. The way he fell is like he had a neck injury, right? Isn't that why he was out for a little bit?
I can't remember why he was out.
The way he fell is like you could tell that just messed his neck right back up. Because he landed like on his shoulder blades.
Ostrock, not to change the subject. Ostrock came on in the 72nd, and I thought looked okay.
Change the subject.
Yeah.
Not to change the subject immediately.
To change the subject. Ostrock came on in the 72nd and looked all right. I think he deserves a start here soon.
Especially if they are on the same page, which I don't think they are, about, you know, maybe we let some lineup rotation happen. Maybe we get some guys some minutes who, you know, might not be seeing the field as much because obviously who we're putting out there isn't necessarily working. I think it could be like a Celio and Olaf situation. Like, you've got him stored on the bench. Maybe you bring him in and he provides a little bit of a spark.
I don't know if anybody's providing any spark on this team.
Joiner. Because
Celio's kind of dimmed down.
Yeah, Celio.
Didn't do much last night. Was kind of just floating around out there. I don't know. He didn't make much of an impact.
I mean, it's been when was the last time he did? It's been a couple games at the very least.
That one cool goal he had.
That was pretty sick.
This is a sick goal. You're right. I'm sold.
And one of the things not from this match that I do feel like we at least have to mention is we did get a Simon Becher goal last week. It's a rarity. Mm-hmm. I feel like we at least had to bring it up.
Second of the season.
Actually, why we didn't record. We all went and bought lottery tickets. Soon we are going to win the lottery.
If that's happening, anything can happen. He, I think, also was our worst-rated player on Saturday.
Back to the usual schedule for Becher.
Yeah, he's 5'7".
Yeah, 5'7". Same as his height.
5'7". Played all 90 minutes and had a total of 1 shot.
Yeah, there you go. Pretty good. Better than no shots.
Morales only played 15 minutes and had a higher rating than both Becher and Cilio.
Well, Morales got hurt, and Morales was well on his way to having a worse rating than Becher.
Oh, man. That center mid without... I know we've already talked about Leuven and Durkin, but that center mid... I'm not saying that them coming in will make it magically better, but that center mid without them is tough to watch. And my only solution was,
Edu's not Messi, right?
Yes, but what other hope do I have? What other hope do I have?
He's missed a lot of time. I don't think riding your hope on him is well placed.
The only other option, I think, was putting JGR in that spot, but he looked good at center back, and I think he said he's more comfortable there, so then that kind of takes him out of the running for that conversation. So I don't really know, I don't know. I don't know what else you do. Because without that connection from the middle of the field to that front 4-3, whatever you want to call it, in the striker, it's not a very good watch.
Kind of just want a short memory this game, tell you the truth.
I've already forgotten about it.
I want to just get to Real Salt Lake, who we actually have a chance of beating this Saturday.
Yep, except it's an 8:30 game. I hate the West Coast. Or is that mountain? They're mountain time. I hate mountains. I hate the color. I hate the Rockies.
Which means the game will actually start at like 8:45.
Yeah, 8:52.
It is a short memory, though. You're right. This is when you got to bury the tape. You got to just put it behind you, move forward. But at least for us, I think it's going to be a long end of the season. At this point, I'm holding out until college football and NFL season.
Put the last short memory, put the last 20 games behind you. And just keep
going. Put this whole season to bed.
I think we can beat Real Salt Lake. We'll have the preview. So that's a Saturday game. The preview Friday morning.
But the thing is, I can't remember who said it. Like, oh, I think we could beat Salt Lake. I thought we could beat Houston. I mean, they had just lost to Casey and Montreal, I believe, at home. Like, they were struggling. That was a game that
in a point short week.
It was hot out there, Mike.
It's not like we've been balancing our lineups very well. You know, Chrisley's kind of been just putting best 11 out every week.
We could definitely beat.
I was saying going into this week, you should have had lowered expectations just off of that. Not even getting an excuse.
Yeah.
I can't wait to preview in a month the Ashton Villa game. I think we could beat them guys.
That's going to be real awkward.
Yeah.
Now that Olaf's not here.
I wonder if Olaf's going to go. With Ashton Villa stuff on.
Probably not. Yeah, just a huge Ashton Villa
thing. They add him as like an assistant coach for the game.
Oh, could you imagine if he just coached that game for him?
We'd win. They'd play five at the back and we'd win.
Yeah, we'd win.
And then people could complain about him wearing gym shorts on the sideline again.
Either we'd win or they'd win 1-0.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
As soon as he scores, Olaf, you know what he does. Parks that bus.
That one has a little bit of new light on it now that he's not going to be here. But it's still interesting. It's nice to get some shine on the franchise, but it's going to be the highlight of our season, I fear.
I think the highlight of our season was that San Jose win. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to get any better than that.
Still never lost to San Jose. Got to keep it going.
We hadn't lost to Houston before Saturday. We were 2-2 against them.
I just can't wait till September 13th against Montreal. I think we can win that one. And then the 20th, we play San Jose. Back-to-back wins. September's going to be our month.
Oh, then we'll be 15 points out of the playoffs.
Oh, we might be in last place by then.
I don't know. Is LA catching us? No way, right?
They're at 9 points. We're at 15.
Dang, they are catching us.
Who's between us and them? Isn't it Montreal and Toronto?
I can look up the full table.
No.
Montreal's got 12 points, right? Oh, no, they have 14. Oh, we're only one up on Montreal.
We're up on Montreal, and we're two back on Atlanta and Toronto. Oof.
What's crazy is New England is in 11th in the Eastern Conference with a positive goal differential. Cincinnati in second with only a +5 goal
difference. Who cares?
It's just crazy to look, crazy to see. Crazy to see a team in fourth in the West.
Something.
Fourth in the West, Portland, only a one goal difference, positive goal differential. Also pretty crazy.
Pretty wild stuff.
All right, let's wrap it up. This team, I just don't.
I was gonna ask if there was any other, if there was any other thoughts, good or bad. We do have an update on the guessing game standings, but
it's getting tight.
Gonna give one more opportunity. Any takes, opinions, complaining? It was mostly complaining today, but anybody else got anything else? Yeah, more complaining. See, Mike?
We're also not in last.
Second to last.
We're about to be in
last. Be clear.
Give it 3 weeks.
Gosh, I think it might be close to...
There's no way LA goes 3 wins in a row. Like, we're bad.
They're about to go on a heater.
And we got what? Salt Lake, Portland, Dallas. We're losing at least 3 of our next 4.
Buckle in, boys.
We have Salt Lake, and then we have Portland, Dallas, and Minnesota.
It'll be, like I said, let's bring up some young players, get the lineup rotated, and just let's have fun. All right.
Yeah. Give them the fun standing. Like, let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here. And I believe you guys might have to correct me if I'm wrong. I think that we're all tied now. I think Trevor's made a comeback here. And
yeah, he's Mike been taking my picks. What we're talking
about. If I've been taking your picks, how have I caught you?
Because you've been taking my picks.
But then you would be a... That's just not true.
I'm pretty sure I had Klaus typed in before you did.
Yeah, but then you would have also gotten a point for it.
Yeah, you took my pick.
It's hard to get an advantage on the scoreboard, Trevor, when you're just tailing him the whole time taking his picks.
But exactly. I was behind. How did I then catch him with just taking his picks? Because he would have still been above me.
Do you want my grocery list too?
You want my morning coffee order while you're at it, pal?
What's your coffee order?
I don't drink coffee.
Venti cold brew from Starbucks. Oh, 2 pumps of sugar-free vanilla syrup.
Oh, my God.
There's way too many lines to be a coffee order of a man.
Is that Lexi's order or your order?
It's literally a cold brew with 2 pumps of flavoring. No cream. Yes. None of that. Literally it's 2 pumps of vanilla.
Way too many lines.
All right.
All right. Well, yeah, Trevor's all right. Trevor's done. But Trevor's tied in the standings. All 3 of us have 5 points. That goes back to a Klaus goal scorer prediction in at Orlando. So we will be back for a preview and recap next week. Hopefully we have a little bit more to talk about. I apologize for the short episode, but until next week, give us a follow at ICL Pod, at C Sutton City. And until then, let's go all caps.